SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden is going to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the president will make the trip Wednesday. He's expected to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli leaders. Also invited to Egypt for an international summit on Saturday that focuses on the future of Palestinians. Senator Jackie Rosen of Nevada says as a Jewish woman, she has deep empathy for Israeli mothers who have lost children in the Hamas terrorist attack.
Senator Rosen was part of the Biden delegation of senators that traveled to Israel this past weekend to learn firsthand about the impact of the country's worst ever terrorist attack. Rosen, the only Jewish mother in the U.S. Senate, is urging the world not to look away from the pain of mothers who lost children in the assault. It's a pain Rosen says she too will remember for the rest of her life. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Congressman Jim Jordan's trying to obtain the 217 votes needed to become House Speaker. He was asked if he needs prior assurance of the 217 votes required to win before the floor vote.
I do think that's ideal, but as one of my colleagues said in the room, I don't know if there's any way to ever get that in the room. I would love that, but I think the only way to do this, the way the founders intended, is you have the vote tomorrow. We've set it for 12 o'clock, and I feel real good about it.
Major U.S. pharmacy chain Rite Aid says it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The Valley Fund's portfolio manager, Jeff Jonas, says he believes that the bankruptcy will help the entire industry.
I think closing a couple hundred stores will reduce some excess capacity and free up some labor pressure because there's a huge shortage of pharmacists and pharmacist technicians and even front store workers.
This is SRN News. There is dissent in the Church of England over gay marriage.
11 bishops have banded together to oppose plans to introduce blessings for same-sex couples. In a statement released via Premier Christianity, the bishops say, quote, sharing the profound concerns of many in the Church of England and in the wider communion, we find it necessary to dissent publicly from the decisions of the House of Bishops. Some experts say the issue of gay marriage is liable to split the church and the worldwide Anglican communion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pacific Justice Institute filed a lawsuit on behalf of a Christian who performs with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. John Gallagher, who plays the bass for the HSO, was denied a religious exemption for the coronavirus vaccine and was suspended from work. Attorney Joe Gomes says Mr. Gallagher's religious accommodation should have been granted because it would not have created an undue hardship for the HSO. This is SRN News. Ford Executive Chairman Bill Ford calls on auto workers to end their month-long strike and says the company's future is at stake. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In a rare speech during contract talks with the UAW, Bill Ford, the great-grandson of the company's founder, said high labor costs could limit future investments.
And if we lose it, we will lose to the competition. America loses. Many jobs will be lost.
The UAW says Ford, GM, and Jeep maker Stellantis are making billions and workers should get a fair share. Ford says a prolonged strike is not the answer.
If it continues, it will have a major impact on the American economy and devastate local communities.
I'm Julie Walker.
Ford warned that Japanese and South Korean automakers, along with Tesla, would take up the slack, devastating U.S. automakers. More details at SRNnews.com.